Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." On February 9th, 2025, over 65,000 people gathered to watch Super Bowl 59. Can you imagine being in the same building with that many people? What a huge crowd! Such large crowds can be exciting. A stadium full of people all cheering and chanting together can be an exhilarating experience. The noise level can be deafening. For many, being in such a crowd is the experience of a lifetime. No earthly crowd can match the crowd in heaven. Far more than 65,000, the mass of people in heaven will be beyond counting. And it is a crowd that will not be limited to one group of people. Rather, people from all over will come together to worship the Lord who has saved them. And this crowd of people in heaven will have their own cheer to shout, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." The group of believers in heaven will worship Jesus, who has saved them from sin, death, and hell. They will rejoice and celebrate His gift of salvation for all eternity. This crowd will never disperse and go home. This crowd will never worry about whether they are on the winning side. Thanks to Jesus and His life, death, and resurrection, the victory is ours. The main purpose of life here is to make sure to be in that crowd when the last day comes. Entry will not be granted through an electronic ticket on your phone, nor can one sneak in through the gate. Faith in Jesus alone provides our entrance into heaven to join the crowd of believers praising God for all eternity. Believe in your Savior Jesus, who died for you. Dear Jesus, You have saved the world from sin and will one day gather the crowd of believers to go to heaven with You. Keep me in faith and help me to be ready for that day. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.